giving priority to sex. Having let go of some of the housework to which you used to give priority, it is necessary that you give priority to sex in your consciousness, especially if you've had all kinds of other things on your mind for a long time. The brain is capable of both awakening and killing sexual desire. You may awaken desire by thinking about something sexually exciting. You may kill desire by thinking about something unpleasant. Most people are unlikely to feel desire awakening if they're mainly thinking about and occupying themselves with washing, changing nappies, or house cleaning in everyday life. If, on the other hand, you decide to give priority to sex in your consciousness, there may be a change. Because the more you think of delightful sexual experiences and fantasies, the more desire you will feel. And the more you think of sexual problems, the more desire will be killed. You can make up your mind to pause and think about sex several times a day. For example, you can think about what you and your partner would do in bed together at the start of your relationship. You can also do something about the feel of your home. For example, light a few candles and put a glass of claret on the table. In this way, you start a process which will slowly make sex move up on your list. A man relates. For a long time, my wife hadn't shown much interest in sex. I did everything to arouse her, but it was all of no avail. One day I happened to receive 2 bottles of red wine from my company, and then I decided that the 2 of us were to share them. I had no ulterior motive whatsoever in doing it, but when we'd finished the first bottle, I was aware that something was happening to my wife. She was growing less restrained and started touching me. It took me completely by surprise. But I accepted her caresses, and soon we were in bed. I think she managed to drop her inhibitions and was able to let go, also because I didn't pressure her at all that night. Now we'll take a glass or 2 once in a while, and that'll often suffice for my wife to feel sexy again. It's of course somewhat unfortunate that you have to depend on alcohol to have sex. But our relationship has improved since we came across that solution, and that's what counts to me.